Very excited to be here and just excited to see some of the other presentations in our session. And thank you, Dr. Shi, for letting us go a little ahead some of us have to leave, and so we had to shuffle around our sessions a little bit. So this was some work we did in the past. We've been doing this for the past 2 years. We are sort of just wrapping up now. This is spatial and spatiotemporal clusters of late-stage colorectal cancer cases in Houston, Texas. So this was funded by National Institutes of Health and NCI. And I'm the principal investigator on it, and I have no conflict of interest. So colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer, and is the third leading cause of death in the country, and. Something that those that work with colorectal cancer are aware that there is huge disparities when you start to look at some of the numbers, and in both incidence and the stage of diagnosis. And the stage of diagnosis is clearly important because it reflects a later stage diagnosis reflects that the person wasn't screened early enough, you know, in order to. Sort of have the sort of optimum health sort of outcomes. So anyways, Houston is the fourth most populous city in the country, and it's also one of the minority majority cities, like I think New York and LA and some of the other big cities. So we have a sort of very, very diverse city. And most of the previous studies that have examined the role of geography on colorectal cancer have focused on very large geographic areas, so either the state or, you know, even, you know, larger than that. So this is one of the studies that focused at a local level, and the reason, one of the reasons for doing that is I am with the local health department, so that was that kind of spurred us to sort of start to look at this at the local level, and so this was one of the studies that we came across. I mean, this is one of the maybe few that look at it at a local level, and really to be able to sort of look at some of the patterns and try to the intent is to develop some strategies to. For intervention. So, as I mentioned, that when colorectal cancer patients have sort of worse health outcomes when they, what we found was they have worse outcomes when they live in more deprived areas. So, the objectives of our study was. We wanted to look at the spatial distribution of incidence and late-stage diagnosis, and our data set was a 13-year time period, and it was from Texas Cancer Registry, so it was readily available. And so what we wanted to look at is to, the first question was whether these colorectal cancer incidence and late-stage diagnosis was randomly distributed throughout the city. So that was our first question. And the second question that we wanted to answer was whether these patterns, whether the patterns that we found were persistent across the time period. So we wanted to see if there was some sort of a temporal pattern too. So the study area is defined by 592 census tracts encompassing city of Houston and some of Harris and surrounding counties. And so what we did, of course, we had to geocode the diagnosis data, and we identified the cases by the topology, and looked at adult colorectal cancer cases, and the sample size was about 13,818. So the cases were aggregated to the census tract and the block group level for the spatial analysis piece. The stage of diagnosis was classified as early or late or unstaged. Some of the records did not have a staging information, so those were left as unstaged. And then the population data that was used was the U.S. Census and the American Community Survey. So we did this in three stages. One was just the purely spatial analysis, and then there was one where we adjusted for socioeconomic variables, and then the third stage was when we also looked at it over the time span. So it was more, we added the temporal kind of element to it. So the first stage of our analysis was to identify clustering of incidence and late-stage diagnosis given the underlying population distribution. We used a SAT scan software, and we ranked the potential clusters according to their log likelihood ratio and tested for significance using Monte Carlo simulations. The significant clusters with the highest log likelihood ratio was deemed primary, and all the rest of the clusters were deemed as secondary. So that was our first stage of our analysis, and I'm going to show you some maps that go with this. So the second stage was where we adjusted for poverty, and we adjusted for poverty, and we had block groups that were designated as impoverished, where more than at least 20% of the population lived below the federal poverty level, and we age adjusted the spatial cluster analysis and controlled for the spatial distribution of poverty. So that was our second stage, and this will all make sense as soon as you see the maps. And the third stage was where we did the space-time analysis, and this is when we age-adjusted the space-time clusters over the 13-year time period. So what we did is we evaluated multiple time intervals. So we came up with some really interesting sort of patterns. So what we did was the three time points during the study period that were used was will be presented in the next. Okay. So this is the purely spatial analysis of late stage diagnosis, and so basically these are the three areas of the city where we found significant clusters, and the cluster that's outlined in black is the primary cluster. So these were in the top decile of the log likelihood ratio values. And this one shows the poverty-adjusted spatial analysis. So when we controlled for poverty, all the clusters we saw in the rest of the city disappeared. And this is the only one that kind of stood out. So leading us to believe that there were other things going on in this area besides besides poverty. And so this area of the city actually is... I have a colleague here from Houston, he knows. This area of the city is actually is called Sunnyside, and particularly sort of impoverished area, and a lot of poor health outcomes. So we're really curious to see, sort of try to investigate what is going on here besides poverty. So this is where we did the space-time analysis. And this is for the first, the time period 1996 to 2009. The cluster with the highest log likelihood value was located in the Sunnyside area, which is the red area that you're seeing. And then when we went to the next time period, the next 5-year time period, 6-year time period, the cluster with the highest log likelihood value was located sort of north of the city, which is the green cluster that you're seeing. And so the one I showed you before was of incidence of colorectal cancer, and this one is of late stage diagnosis. So really the same areas are popping up again. I think that's to be expected since late stage diagnosis is also part of incidence. So basically our conclusions were that the incidence and late stage diagnosis were not randomly distributed, because there were certain areas of the city where we were seeing strong clustering. And for the purely spatial analysis, spatial clustering for both outcomes was most pronounced in the Sunnyside area that I just mentioned, in the sort of southern part of the city. And when we adjusted for poverty, it had little impact on the clustering of incidents, but it reduced the number of late stage diagnosis cases. In fact, eliminating everything else except for that cluster that still remained in the Sunnyside area. So this suggests that, you know, other factors are contributing to the late stage diagnosis clustering in Sunnyside. So for the space-time clustering, the third phase, so similar to the purely spatial cluster analysis, space-time cluster analysis of both incidence and late stage diagnosis indicated that Sunnyside exhibited the most significant clustering. However, there was a difference. There was a difference in sort of the beginning time period of our study, which was 1996 to 2001. The clusters were showing up in Sunnyside, but towards the end of our study, which was 2002 to 2007, towards the latter part of our sort of data set, it was sort of the clusters appeared to be moving to the north of the city. So this kind of indicated that there was a shift in the concentration of cases from the southern, south central part of the city to the northeast of the city. So basically our conclusions were that they were not randomly distributed. And although previous studies identified areas where colorectal cancer incidence and mortality was elevated, few studies identified specific opportunities to translate these findings into action at the local level. And, you know, sort of being in public health practice, one of the things that came out of this, or is in the process actually, is we are partnering with some of our local researchers and with a comprehensive cancer center, MD Anderson, and so we are partnering with them in order to develop some interventions in some of these areas that are kind of particular concern in the city. So in terms of practical application, we are sort of developing process of developing a proposal where we will be distributing the FIT screening tests in some of these areas and sort of evaluating sort of changes that we might see. We're sort of in the process of developing that, but so this was a result of 2 years of work, and we are excited about the next steps. Does anybody have questions?
Did you look at any overlays like with environmental factors for those?
You know, we haven't done that, and that was kind of a sort of a natural next step, because, you know, after controlling for poverty, when everything else went away, and there was, it seems like there are other factors that are working in there. And so I think there is a scope to do that. So that would be the next step. We don't know that. We don't know that. So that's, you know, yet another question that we have to, you know, try to answer, because we don't know what the reason was. They're both both those areas are sort of deprived areas, impoverished areas with a lot of poor health outcomes. And so we're not quite sure why we're seeing that. It was 18 plus adults. Yeah. We did not yet. Yeah, we did not. Yeah, we were just looking at patterns. But again, that is another direction that we would want to explore.
You made age, gender, race adjustment when you conduct the study.
Yes. Yes.
So the result is age, sex, and
correct
race adjusted. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. It is adjusted. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. After adjusting, you know, seeing that shift, we really don't know why. So that's something that's a potential area for further investigation.
The spatial information, did you use patient's address or the place of original diagnosis?
Patient's address.
Patient's primary address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the data was geocoded at block, group, and census tract level, so patient home address. Yeah. Thank you.